If you're thinking about becoming an electrician, one of the first things you may want to consider is an electrician apprenticeship with the IBEW. But is this option the right choice for you? Keep listening to learn why this may not be the only choice for your career, and that attending a California-approved trade school may be a better option for you.
You got goals? Looking for a career change? Welcome to Your Career on Target podcast.
Access and acceptance. Getting an IBEW apprenticeship can be difficult. When applying to the IBEW, there are usually a lot of applicants and only a few openings. The apprenticeship program turns away many good candidates. The program usually takes 4 to 5 years and requires a longer commitment than a trade school. But the Intercoast program is only 1 year. Intercoast offers job placement assistance, and you'll have the opportunity to select your employer. Application requirements. To participate in the IBEW apprenticeship program, you must be 18 years old by the time of selection and indenture. Additional typical requirements may include high school diploma or GED, have and maintain a driver's license, have a passing grade for 1 credit of high school algebra or 1 semester of college algebra, and more. The first step to becoming an electrician is to complete your high school diploma or GED. Intercoast College provides an opportunity for you to receive your high school diploma at the same time while you're attending their electrical program, so you can start the Intercoast program without a high school diploma or GED. Selecting a specialty. When applying to the IBEW, you often are required to select the area in which you want to specialize, like residential wireman, VDV installer technician, outside lineman, or inside wireman. When you're making this selection at the time of application, you're choosing a specialization in one area. When you attend Intercoast College, you learn about various areas of the field, putting yourself in a better position to select the specialty you want. You learn a wide variety of work-related skills, also making you more employable. This also includes the proper safety protocols and the National Electrical Code. When you're a member of the IBEW, you must pay union dues. Union dues financially supports the goals of the union. Here's an example of the dues for the IBEW Local 1200. Initiation fee, $200 per initiation. Basic LU 1200 dues, $20 per month. Basic per capita dues, 2% of wages or $25 per month minimum. The $200 initiation fee must be paid up front by new union employees. When you attend a trade school, you have no obligation to union employment and therefore no dues. You do pay for your education, but a well-rounded education is worth the investment. For those with a tight budget, there's several financial aid options and opportunities available for those who qualify. A one-on-one with your academic advisor can offer guidance on how best to acquire financial aid and assistance. If you have not yet graduated high school, contact Intercoast College to learn about the beginning of your electrical training while still in school. You can begin your steps to becoming an electrician by taking subjects in high school necessary for electricians. This includes additional math, shop, and mechanical drawing. After high school, continue your electrician apprenticeship goal by enrolling in a college program. There you will gain knowledge and hands-on experience to pursue your career. You will receive your ET card as an active student and begin getting work experience while receiving your training. For more information, download our no-cost ebook, What is a Trade School? Contact Intercoast College today. Simply click the banner below or call us at 877-227-3377 to get all your questions answered. With thousands of enrolled students over 35 years, Intercoast College is the only way to go on starting your career. And if you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe.